particularly and use the pictures as text and the text as pure illustration. So in each body of text, we're going to string together facts that have to deal with the historical period, names, ideas. And for instance, on this page, every 12th word is happy, the 24th word is happier, the 36th word is happiest. The freedom of childhood, cameras, consumers. It's a Laszlo Willinger picture on the left. It's a fairly well-known Hollywood photographer. What we also tried to do in these books is make them, well, the thinking about them is we wanted to do golden books for adults. We wanted to do a book that fell somewhere in between a magazine and a book. We wanted to make coffee table books for people who lived in studio apartments. And we also didn't want to have a boy character or a girl character, so we've tried to like hedge our bets all the way through this. That's how you learn about responsibility, how you learn about money, how you learn about getting rewards. I'm not going to say anything. These pictures should do it. One of the things that was interesting, though, is that on the topic of appropriated imagery, these pictures are all appropriated and were meant to be appropriated. The pictures that sit in the files of picture agencies, like the Freelance Photographers Guild, for instance, where a good number of these pictures come from, were made for no one. They were meant to be appropriated. These are pictures that were taken by photographers that sit in files that are called education, games, sunsets, and meant to be used by other people for whatever reason they chose to use them for. It's Woodstock on the right. We'll credit them at the, yeah, we'll credit them at the back of the book, absolutely, yeah. Getting your first job, moving to the city. The hardest pictures to find were pictures from the 1970s. They seem to have been virtually banished from everybody's photo archives as they seem to have been banished from our consciousness. They're really ugly, really, really ugly. And they've been removed from archives because they're unsaleable. Nobody wants to, there's no market value in pictures of people wearing platform shoes and polyester clothes. So it's really hard to find them. It was also hard to find them from sources that we were going to. Part of the idea with this book series was to present these books to the public cheaply. And in terms of reproduction rates, we could not offer anybody more than $50 a picture. So it denied us access to a lot of the big files like Time Life or any of the Bettman or UPI or any of those major agencies. It's all from, it's marginal work from marginal places. It's our environmental picture. We tried to keep away from facts as much as we could because we started to realize that what was most interesting about generic photography, photography basically devoid of fact, was that it was the perfect surface for people to project their own thoughts and ideas on. So what we basically limited ourselves to was pictures of the presidents on these pages, except we left out Gerald Ford. Moving closer to the 1980s, marriage, hot tubs, neighbors. Work, fun, health. Money, food, service. Exploration in real estate. That's the last slide I bought. What happens in this story goes further, you know, obviously. These people move into a postmodern home. They go on vacations. They buy a Mercedes. They watch television. They have a child. And that's where the book ends, with a series of happy endings at the end of the book that carry the character through the year 2040, when the character dies in his or her sleep. After having a heart attack drinking a glass of warm milk. So that's the book on happiness. Just to finish up, what we hope to do is make sense out of recent visual history to string selected images from contradictory photographic gene pools. We share a suspicion that if we as a culture have used photography to write the history of our lives, then perhaps by looking at pictures we can understand ourselves and photography just a little bit better. Thanks.